just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
The definition of love differs. Every person has created his own intrinsically individual definition of love. Love passes through various stages, basically three: biological, psychological, and spiritual. The lowest rung of love is physical. In fact, to call this as a love would be a fallacy. The physical love is a sort of politics where one possesses another and there is a desire to dominate. This desire to dominate over others is a political desire. And the so-called relationships of this world, 99% of them are just biological, where the other person is an object and I want to possess it. You wish to claim it. This love never rises above the platform of body. It delights in sensual pleasure, but is often associated with frustration. The initial infatuation and attraction eventually comes crashing down. There's adjustment and readjustment in relationships, but so long as there is a desire to dominate, to possess other, it cannot rise up. The other love, when love has crossed this barrier of physicality, or from the starting only the love is psychological, it's more of emotional, this is better than this one, slightly higher. But yet, the mesh of expectations and desires are still there, and there is persistent upheavals of emotions. But this love is above the physical. There are moments of frustration, but there are also moments of joy and happiness, togetherness and intimacy. The third form of love is spiritual. This, in fact, can be called true love. And love has nothing to do with body. It is bodiless. Love is not emotion, but it is an energy, pure energy. And when such pure energy flows through the being, the result is bliss. The energy loves to expand. Energy loves to move. Energy loves to go around. And when you are filled with this energy of love, you just don't require anything else. There are two types of journeys. One is the journey of raga and another is the journey of viraga. The journey of raga, the journey of passion, is the journey from you towards the object, padartha. You are attracted towards objects. This is the journey of raga. There is a journey of viraga, where your attention traces back its path towards you. So the journey is from object towards you. It no more attracts you. You intrinsically bask in the sun of your own being. To reach that pure stage of consciousness where love alone is everything, you no more say that I love you or you love me. Such words go away. Rather, now you are love. You don't love anyone. You are love. You become the very embodiment of love. This is a very higher stage of consciousness. Now the love is not for this or that person. It is not about Tom, Dick or Harry. Now the love has become universal force. This love doesn't feed on words. Love is the greatest power in the world, and silence is the greatest force in the world. This love is not a beggar. This love is king. It gives. It is unconditional. It doesn't speak. This is silent. Silence is the food of love. Two lovers may sit together for hours and may not exchange a single word. And yet, the greatest communication has taken place. Many times it has happened that Avyakta Bab Dada has come and he didn't speak a word and just left. But then he enjoyed, but others did not. Because he is coming from that absolute silence. He speaks, yet his speech is coming from silence. We speak, but our speech comes from the internal chatter. One of the glories of God, which can be added, that he is the ocean of silence. Wordlessness, speechlessness. In spite of the fact that he spoke for such a long time. Probably no religious teacher ever spoke for such a long time. Jesus Christ spoke. Guru Nanak spoke. Prophet Muhammad spoke. Few things are written about them, few remained unwritten. But I don't think anybody must have spoken for such a long time. In spite of the fact that he spoke so much, and yet he did not speak at all. He speaks and yet he doesn't. Because his speech is the written literature of silence. Murli is written, spoken silence. It is the silence that has taken a form of words. They are not words. They are incarnated silence. In the higher stages of consciousness, silence and love are one, same. When one reaches the highest stage of silence, one stops speaking. And when one reaches the highest stages of love, there also silence descends on its own. There was a time when Buddha and Mahavira, they were contemporary. They came together and sat and they were in the same room for 3 days. Now they have different philosophies, almost conflicting. One believes in soul and not in supreme soul. Another doesn't believe in soul or supreme soul. One is its extreme asceticism. Another is a middle path. The rules about food, the rules about conduct of living, the rules about sannyasi, everything is different about them. So it is said that once they happened to come together and their disciples were waiting outside to know what is going to happen. What battle, what fight, what debate, what discussion. They were excited to know. Now these two people are together, diametrically opposite, different philosophies. They expected a hot debate. A spicy debate. But the two great men were together for 3 days and 3 nights and they did not speak a single word because there was no need. What they will speak? The fight is at the lower level of consciousness. At the higher level, there is no fight. As it is said that there was once a fight between Lord Rama and Lord Shiva. So looking, the monkeys of Rama also started fighting with those demi, what to call them, semi-demons, gun. So those monkeys started fighting with those goblins. They are known as goblin of Shiva. So after some time, Shiva and Rama became friends. But they still were fighting. Because the fight is at the lower level of consciousness. At the higher level, there is no fight. This is the Avyakta message of 16th June 2011. Aaj Amrit Vele Bab Dada Ke Paas Gaye To सदा के सदृश दूर से ही बाप दादा दृष्टि दे रहे थे मैं भी दृष्टि लेते अतिंद्रिय सुख का अनुभव करते सम्मुख पहुंच गई थोड़े समय बाद बाबा बोले मेरी दिल तख्त नशीन बच्ची आज क्या समाचार लाई है मैं बोली बाबा सभी मधुबन के और चारों ओर के बच्चे याद में और सेवा में लगे हुए बाबा ने भी देखा कि कई बच्चे पुरुषार्थ में अच्छे चल रहे हैं लेकिन पुरुषार्थ और सहज सहयोग के लिए योग युक्त युक्ति युक्त बाप से दिल के स्नेह की सब्जेक्ट भी आवश्यक है क्योंकि स्नेह से ही मेहनत कम और मोहब्बत के अनुभव में सहज रहते स्नेह की शक्ति कैसे भी पहाड़ जैसी समस्या को पानी जैसा हल्का बना देती है स्नेह एक छत्र छाया है छत्र छाया के कारण वह सदा सेफ रहते और सहज होता है स्नेह से परमात्मा बाप को और भगवान को भी अपना दोस्त बना देते और कोई भी समस्या दोस्ती के नाते से सहज हल कर देते बाप को अपना साथी बना देते ज्ञान है बीज लेकिन स्नेह का पानी बीज में फल लगा देता है ऐसे बाप के स्नेही बच्चे बाप को याद करना मेहनत नहीं समझते लेकिन भूलना मुश्किल समझते हैं नहीं स्नेह को भूल नहीं सकते मेरा बाबा कहा और दिल में स्नेह के सर्व खजानों की चाबी मिल जाती है तो बाप दादा भी ऐसे स्नेही बच्चों के आगे हजूर हाजिर हो जाता है याद तो सब करते लेकिन कोई थोड़ी मेहनत करते कोई थोड़ा सदा स्नेह के सागर में लवलीन रहते हैं। दुनिया वाले कहते हैं आत्मा परमात्मा में लीन हो जाती है, लेकिन आत्मा परमात्मा के प्यार में लवलीन हो जाती है, लीन नहीं होती। लव इज वाटर, नॉलेज इज सीड। विदाउट वाटर द सीड विल नॉट स्प्राउट। इन टुडे साकार मुरली इन ब्लेसिंग बाबा सेड टू स्टार्ट विथ नॉलेज वॉज वेरी लेस, इट वॉज लव विच वॉज देयर। There were just two words, Baba and Yajna, nothing else. It was the power of Manmanabhav, it was the power of love that brought about service and so many centers were established. It was not Gyan, it was love. So it's the love that does the miracle. It is the love that does the seva rather than Gyan. So Baba said, this love of God is the greatest love in the world. The biological love, the psychological love, and the third spiritual love, the divine love. Rest all other loves have got vested interest. But the divine love is selfless. Swami Vivekananda had given a speech in America, New York. The name of that discourse or class or speech is Power of Love, where it describes the triangle of love. The first thing about love is it doesn't beg. Love is not beggar. It doesn't want anything in return, anything in exchange. Love is not barter system. You give me love, then I will love you. Love is not like that. Love is not a business. Love is rather the outflowing of the soul, where the soul itself is so much full. It is not about loving this person or that person. Rather, it is the vessel is so much full of love that it is overflowing now. Now, whosoever comes in that circle would receive the love. It is not about he is BK or not BK. Jnani or Ajnani, it has nothing to do. Love knows no distinctions. The river of love flows, moves, no matter who comes in between. So the first is, it is not beggar. It doesn't ask, doesn't want anything. The second is, it is selfless. It wants to help, it wants to move, it wants to do everything for others, not expecting anything. That's divine love. And the third, love for love's sake. Love for love's sake. Baba says love is the canopy. It makes difficult things easy. It is known as labor of love. And nothing is impossible for love. But the thing which is needed is the faith in love. The love of God is the highest, the greatest, the supreme, and it can do every miracle. There is nothing impossible for love. No matter how hard the ground is, how barren the land is, the seed of love will grow. So what to do in order to create such love in our heart? As I said, it is not about I love you and you love me. It's not about even telling Baba that I love you. It's all about filling the being with love. This is a well, and this is a pond, or this is a tank. What is the difference between well and tank? Well says, come and take water from me. Well says, come and take water from me. Tank says, don't take, otherwise I'll become less. Well says, anybody can come. Come and quench your thirst. The more you take from well, the more is automatically collected in it. The more you take from tank, it becomes less. It becomes unhappy. If you ask a tank, have you heard of ocean? Tank says, what ocean? I don't know ocean. I am the ocean. Wells says, oh, I am already connected with him. Because the water I am having is the coming from that great source. I am nothing. It is his power that is moving me. Well is selfless. It is natural. And who has created well? Well was already there. You just removed the obstacles, the stones, the mud, the soil. It was already there. The water was already there. The water was not here. It is artificially put. It is dependent. This is independent. Love is like well. It is well connected with the higher source. It has nothing of its own. It says, come and take. Come ye all that labor, and I shall give thee rest. This is the everlasting water. The water never gets exhausted. It stays fresh. It is deeper. And there is life in it. This gets stagnated. It stinks if it stays for a long time. It needs cleaning. Does well need cleaning? No. It is so natural. Self-rejuvenating. That's a good point. Love is like that well. Love is like that water of the well. Love is like that overflowing water of the well, which wants to move out, which wants to get exhausted, and yet it is inexhaustible. It is just like a soul who is filled with love becomes love. It is love itself. It is not I love you and you love me. It's not that I love this person or that person much. I love God more than human beings. It's not about that. It person himself has become love. So, the more you take out, the more it remains. In the scriptures, they talk of God as Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnameva Avashishyate. That sort of thing in Isha Upanishad. God is inexhaustible. If you take something from it, what remains is complete. Even if you take out complete from the complete remains. Purnameva Vashishyate. So it is just like this, love. So feeling the being with love, you know, love meditation. Love breath meditation. Combine love with breath. You inhale love and you exhale love. You inhale love means I am taking all the love of the universe, all the love from Baba within me. Sometimes you can just practice this meditation for 10 minutes. It is known as love breath meditation. When you inhale, you are inhaling the power of love within you. And when you exhale, feel that all the love which is within me is now going out to the universe. Not to one person, it is going out to everyone. To animal, to inanimate and animate objects. That is love. So feel that universal power, that love, that energy, that force, that impetus of love. Om Shanti.